Chapter 9. Hinayana Realism. Through pursuing the meditations of a practitioner of initial perspective, one generates a spiritual interest to support refuge and observance of the laws of karmic evolution. These practices have the ability to protect us from evolving into lower states and to help us gain a higher rebirth. But are these sufficient attainments? Even in the higher realms, we will not be completely beyond suffering. So higher rebirth is not a final goal. When we meditate on the sufferings inherent in the higher realms of samsara, our mind naturally begins to seek a state of freedom from all cyclic existence. Quote, "By avoiding the 10 negative actions and practicing their opposites, the 10 disciplines, one can attain a special rebirth in the higher realms, but one will not pass beyond the frustrations of cyclic existence. For this reason, one must look to the attainment of nirvana, or liberation beyond all frustration and pain." End of quote. Wherever we look in samsara, there is only frustration. Maybe there is not much suffering in the higher realms, such as this human world, but when we meditate upon them, their pervasive nature becomes obvious. The rich and powerful suffer from mental pressure, and the poor have physical pressure. Rulers of nations miss their sleep over not being able to fulfill their objectives. The wealthy constantly worry that they will be cheated or reduced to poverty. And the poor suffer from hunger, overwork, and so forth. There is no ordinary human being who has not experienced suffering. It is common to all of us.